Nehemiah stepped into the grief, pain, and hurt of Jerusalem's shame and made a heartfelt confession to his God. He repented for his sin, as well as the sin of his family and the sin of his city. He intentionally looked beyond himself into his block. This is diametrically opposed to individualistic thinking, which focuses on self and independence without accountability to anyone else. Paul says in the New Testament that we are the church, and the church is like a body. If one part suffers, everyone suffers with it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. Remember what God has promised. If we return to Him, repent and walk in the Word by the power of His Spirit, He will live among us as our God and King. Nehemiah didn't sit back and say, "You know, some bad people have really jacked up my church and my city. I'll tweet about them and post what they did on Facebook." Instead, he owned the city's problems, essentially saying, "I've helped create this problem myself." He identified his own guilt and confessed his own sin. Nehemiah looks to God for hope. Nehemiah had the realistic humility to see that he could never rebuild his city alone. He asked for the king's permission and blessing to gather a team that would rebuild Jerusalem, then gave up his position in the palace. Knowing this endeavor would mean the end of all his other dreams, Nehemiah prepared to go back to the place he now desperately wanted to rebuild. He talked to Artaxerxes, the Persian king, a man who was opposed to the nation of Israel and held him captive. Nehemiah sought and found help in unlikely places. Artaxerxes personally permitted his trip and gave him the supplies and authority needed to reach and restore Jerusalem. In doing this, Nehemiah is a shadow of Jesus' ministry of restoration. Both gave up a high position in order to identify with the plight of their people. Both developed and fulfilled a specific mission. And both of their lives were characterized by prayerful dependence upon God. Nehemiah gave up his cushy job as the cupbearer in the palace and risked his life going home to his hood, an unwalled city. He traded his health benefits and soft bed for a cot in a house that probably lacked a roof. He put his career, comfort, and life on the line to do what God was calling him to do. It's going to cost you something to follow Jesus in building up what has been broken down. The calling of God is not pretty and neat. It doesn't fit perfectly into our ideal denominational box. It is messy and dangerous. Lives are at stake. There are housing and racial implications. And it can often cost the inner city missionary everything. Nehemiah realized that he was not the only person still seeking after God, and thanked the Lord that he wasn't the only one moved by the Holy Ghost. I am under no illusion that the church I serve is the only place God is working in my city. Furthermore, I know that I am neither the only one who cares nor the only pastor whom God is using. However, I am honored to be a part of what God is doing here. Nehemiah builds. Nehemiah assembled the families of Israel and began rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem piece by piece. Opposition assailed the workers with fearsome rumors.